Let's go to Brussels next, where foreign ministers of NATO are meeting. America's man Marco Rubio won't be there. The meeting comes as Vladimir Putin is reported as saying he wasn't planning on going to war with Europe, but if Europe suddenly wants to go to war and starts one, we are ready right now. Tony Connolly, our Europe editor, is there for us. Tony, where does today's meeting fit in with all the current work to try and end the war in Ukraine?
Well, Gavin, the meeting is really the first chance for NATO foreign ministers to articulate their growing unease about NATO being sidelined in these talks and what the talks will mean for the NATO alliance. And of course, there is some disquiet that Marco Rubio is not present at this NATO meeting, which he normally would be. There's also been some announcements. There have been some announcements this morning by ministers arriving. The German foreign minister, for example, has announced another €200 million in military purchases for Ukraine. The Norwegian foreign minister announced €500 million for Ukraine. That's through what's called the Pearl Initiative, which is the prioritised Ukraine requirements list. Now, that was launched by the US and NATO to supply Ukraine with critical military supplies that would be purchased from the United States. And again, this is a reflection of the fact that the Trump administration is tapering off its military support for Ukraine, and instead European countries are having to buy equipment from the United States to then give to Ukraine. But obviously these talks are taking place against the backdrop of what's been happening in Moscow and what's been happening over the past 10 or 12 days with this 28-point peace plan, which initially had key references to NATO in there, such as Ukraine pledging never to join NATO and the alliance pledging never to accept Ukraine as a member. And there's been a very strong pushback by Mark Rutte, the Secretary General, saying that anything that involves NATO must have NATO input. I think we're also going to hear some sentiments today about NATO countries that have not stepped up to support Ukraine in a bigger way. That expression, I think, is going to be heard today as well.
Marco Rubio not being there, is that unusual?
Well, it is unusual for a NATO foreign minister's meeting not to have the US Secretary of State or at least a senior US representative. Again, this is feeding that alarm, I think, at EU and NATO level that the United States is now, it's positioning itself more as a somewhat neutral arbiter between Russia and Ukraine. And that was reflected in the initial 28-point peace plan, which, of course, many people think was essentially a Russian document with some US input. So there is a strong pushback against that. And Marco Rubio did say shortly after that peace plan emerged that there would be a separate track that dealt with Ukraine's relationship with NATO in the future and its relationship with the European Union.
Those comments by NATO's most senior military officer, Admiral Giuseppe Cavo Dragone, telling the Financial Times in advance of this meeting that NATO was looking at stepping up its response to hybrid warfare from Moscow, saying a preemptive strike could be considered. Why would he say that now?
I think there's a growing acknowledgement at NATO level and at the EU level that Russia's hybrid attacks against Europe have been increasing. Now, there have obviously been cyber attacks for a long time, especially in the Baltic states. We've had drone incursions, we've had aerospace intrusions in Estonia, and this is all seen as part of Russia's hybrid warfare against the West, against the European Union and NATO. And there is a belief that NATO needs to be a lot more assertive in countering those measures. Now, NATO has been boosting its counterintelligence capability across Europe since the Ukraine war began. But we've had examples of sabotage, we've had those drone incursions and so on. And there is a growing belief that NATO has to be a lot more proactive in countering these. There's a suspicion that Russia is using its so-called shadow fleet, which is a fleet of tankers to export Russian crude oil. That is a way to get around the G7 price cap, that Russia is using those tankers to launch drone incursions across European member states. And that, again, is just causing alarm across the board, and NATO feels that there should be a more robust response.
Just to go back to Ukraine, has NATO given up on Ukraine becoming a member now, Tony?
Not as such. The Secretary General Mark Rutte yesterday said there is no consensus yet on NATO joining, Ukraine joining NATO. Now, the position as it has pertained over the past couple of years is that in 2009, NATO issued a statement saying that one day Ukraine would be a member, but that hasn't crystallised into a specific memorandum of understanding or commitment that Ukraine would join NATO. But obviously, Russia has made it an article of faith that Ukraine can never join NATO, and the NATO is saying that's not the case. There is still an open door policy, but just at the moment, there's no consensus for Ukraine to join NATO, and clearly the Trump administration is strongly opposed to Ukraine joining NATO. So that's really where things stand.
Tony, thank you. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, 7:25.